Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our new friend, Mark Kohler. K-O-H-L-E-R, MarkJKohler.com is the website. The new book is called The Business Owner's Guide to Financial Freedom. I encourage you to check it out. You'll be glad you did. Mark's a very accomplished person in the area of financial management, legal help, helping you with your legal, the legal part of your business. And he's become a great small business champion. Mark, thanks again for all your hard work and your thought leadership. We've been talking about some of the tax strategies that you recommend for 2019. And we're not going to get to all of them, but let's do one more in this next segment. What's the next? In the previous segment, you talked about splitting our salaries and our income make to the right balance. You talked about how to adjust, make adjustments in our retirement plans. What's next?
Number three, once we're doing our retirement account, we're getting the right salary level. Who are we paying for? We are the bank for this thing called our family. It's crazy, right? We've got kids. We've got to figure out, should I put my spouse on payroll? Where do we put the family in this mix? And what millions of Americans do, and small business owners, they make their money, they pay their taxes, typically in the highest bracket of all the family members, and then they give their family money. Wrong. I want you to change the equation. And people, if you're listening, you're like, Mark, I'm not a rich guy. I've just got a little small business. All I'm saying is change the way you're doing it. You don't have to be rich to do this. Quit giving your kids money after you pay taxes. Put them on the payroll. Give them a 1099. My kids that are in college, Dad, I need help with tuition. Or I need
and
help
write off. That cool. way you can write off what you gave them.
That's right. I get a tax write-off when I help my kids.
They got to do something for that, though, don't they?
That's right. Everybody that has a small business, once your kids hit 12, 13, 14 years old, I want all your kids and your spouse on your board of advisors, your board of directors. In your LLC, it's a board of advisors. In a corporation, it's a board of directors. You're going to have regular family meetings. You're going to teach your family about the business. You're going to teach them about business, and they're going to help. They're going to help with marketing and cleaning and fixing it. If you have real estate, they're going to help manage.
But you're going to also require to do payroll tax on that. They'll have to pay tax on that. Right? All that.
Great. Jim, you're going to love this. No. With my kids under age 18, you are not required to issue a W-2 or 1099.
No 1099s either?
No 1099s, no W-2s to your own children. Set up a separate sole proprietorship, or you pay it out of an LLC, but you don't pay them directly out of the corporation. I have a whole chapter on this in my book. Whole chapter.
Right.
So you can check this out. But
you can pay them out of your real estate account, out of the rent you get from the real estate account.
Exactly, because the kids are coming along on Saturday helping.
Have them mow the yard or whatever they're doing.
Mow lawns, whatever.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes, sir. Now, if they're 18 and older, then they get a 1099. What my kids love at Christmas time is they come down to the Christmas tree, they go over to their stocking, and they get this cute little 1099. They love it. They play with it for hours, and I get a tax write-off for all the stuff I paid them during the year.
And with a bunch of kids, that's a lot, I'm sure. So, all right, we got time for one more.
Okay, last one. This is crazy. It is the year of the auto. Chinese New Year, it might be the year of the pig this year. But I'm telling you, with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, this was a loophole. I think the Senate and the House committees missed this. There has never been a better write-off for buying a used or new auto. The mileage limit is higher than it's ever been. In the SUV and truck, we can get back to writing off 100% of it now.
Really?
This bonus depreciation thing is off the chart. In 30 years, it's never been this good to get a good, solid auto deduction, people. You got to be looking at your plan for this year.
So it'll be a good time to buy. But good. Now, was that true for 18 as well?
Yes, 18 and 19. I've got a new article out on my blog where I give six categories. And, Jim, just one example, because everybody's a little different. So I have six little rules. If you're buying a lower-cost car and have a lot of miles, I might take the mileage method, which is 58 cents a mile. If you're not going to put on a lot of miles, and it's kind of an average price car, I can write off up to $18,000, bam, right out of the gate this year.
Wow.
You've never been able to do that with an auto.
Right.
Plus
the
percentage of your fuel repairs and depreciation. I can write off probably 71% of that car in the first
Look at the auto. Talk to your CPA about the auto. Maybe it's time to buy a new car. Maybe it's time to wrap up a little bit. Hey, Mark, this has been great. We got a lot more teachers. Will you come back soon?
I would love to. I love what you're doing, Jim. Thanks for having me.
And I need to get on your show, too. I love doing that. Mark J. Kohler, K-O-H-L-E-R, folks. Mark J. Kohler is the website. .com is the website. Mark, good job today. Come back soon.
I do it. Thank you, Jim.
I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Remind you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.